Okay, this week on the podcast, we are having a bit of a change. Instead of calling people on the internet, I have two of my daughters in the room with me that have not been on the podcast before. We have got Katie, who is 15 years old, and Natalie, who is 16. Hello, you guys.
Hi.
Oh, my word. They have this thing where they talk in stereo. And it's all a bit odd. Yeah, it's kind of like those girls in The Shining. But anyway, we'll try not to be too freaked out. I just thought we'd have a talk about what we've been up to this week, because the world's very strange, isn't it, at the moment? You're not getting to see your friends, are you?
No.
No, nobody can come and visit either.
No.
So do you talk to friends on your phones?
Yes.
Yeah, and you did a Zoom call last night, didn't you? Last week, Natalie.
Yes, I did.
So who did you have on your Zoom call?
People from Guides who did the Baden Powell with me.
So what's Baden Powell?
It's basically the highest badge you can get in Girl Guides.
Okay, and what did you have to do with these other girls?
We had to go exploring in London, so we had to take the undergrounds.
Okay, and where did you go around London?
Basically like Monopoly, so we went what is it called?
So you went on the underground. Yeah, you went on the underground, and you went around lots of places around London. Yeah. Okay. So what else have you been up to this week?
Well, I've been doing.
So you haven't. You were supposed to be doing your exams at school, weren't you?
Yes.
Your GCSE exams. So then move on to college.
Yeah.
But they're not happening.
No, they're not.
So, have you been doing any studying?
No, I haven't.
And because you're not actually doing the exams, are you?
No.
So how's the school going to figure out what your grades are?
They're going to use the mock exams and how we've been doing in our lessons and what we would have got at the end of our exams, what we should have got in our exams.
Okay, so they're kind of looking at the trajectory you were on.
Yeah.
And they're figuring out how they think you would have done.
Yes.
Okay. So what's Katie been up to this week?
Running 8 o'clock with my dad.
With me? Yeah, we've been going running, haven't we?
Yeah.
But most of the time at home, what have you been doing?
Schoolwork.
I know, schoolwork. So you've been doing school on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to speak up, otherwise they won't be able to hear you. And what sort of lessons are you doing?
Maths, PE, science.
So now I've seen some of this. On your PE lessons, how does that work?
They send workouts like Joe Wicks or someone.
So Joe Wicks is somebody on YouTube that does a workout every morning?
Yeah, every morning.
But also your teachers are sending challenges, aren't they?
Yeah.
Where they film themselves doing something and you have to try and beat them.
Yeah.
And what sort of challenges are they doing?
Stretches, posing with toilet paper, toilet roll.
Doing what with the toilet roll?
Playing with toilet roll.
Oh, okay. Is that not a waste of toilet roll?
No.
Oh, you don't unwrap it?
No, you don't unwrap it. You just kind of do a trick with it and then
you have to kick it or throw it or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And I saw there's all sorts of challenges like who can skip the most skips in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Or who can climb on a step and back off the step the most times in a minute?
Yeah.
But don't you get a bit dizzy doing things like that?
No.
Okay. And I saw one where you had to sit with your back against a wall, but no chair there, with your legs bent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like sitting on an invisible chair.
Yeah.
For as long as you could.
Yeah.
And did that make your legs turn to rubber?
No.
Liar. Okay, so everybody in the house has been everybody except Mum has been out running, haven't they?
Yes.
So what do you call the program we've been doing?
Called Couch to 5K.
And what do you have to do? How does Couch to 5K work?
So you install this app where, like, so 1 week you have to run and then 5 minute walk the first and then run, then walk again.
So you do run, walk, run, walk, run, walk.
Yes.
And then each week, do you know what's going to happen each week?
It's going to get longer.
It gets longer.
So you're going to run for longer and walk for less.
Yeah.
Right. And how have you been finding the running so far?
Easy.
Yeah, I'm finding it easy, but the thing about Couch to 5K is you're allowed to play music whilst you're.
Oh, we've not done that. We just talk about rubbish.
Well, yeah, but I like to talk about. I like to listen to music, so.
What, instead of talk?
Yeah.
Do you have to have earbuds to do that?
No.
Oh, so you just have it on your phone?
Yeah.
So anybody you go past can hear your music?
Yeah.
What if it's really horrific music?
It's not horrific music.
I've heard
I
your music. Your music's horrible.
It's not horrible.
It blimmin' is. Anyway, so you run around the green then and wake everybody up with your horrible music?
Well, no, because I don't have it that loud.
I bet. So who have you on the app? Because I use it on my phone as well. Because a group of people I know on Facebook are also doing Couch to 5K and we're all doing it together. And they were using the same app that you guys use. So I kind of gave up on doing it myself and started using the app as well. And in the app, you can choose a celebrity who gives you your advice every day for your run. And I went with Michael Johnson, the Olympic sprinter.
Yeah.
Who have you gone with? You've gone with a lady called Laura.
Yeah.
And she used to be a Blue Peter presenter.
Yeah.
And what about you, Natalie?
I can't remember who I went with, but I know it's a male, but it isn't Michael Johnson, it's the other one.
Is there another guy on there then? Okay.
Yeah, there's two males, two women.
It's really good having Michael Johnson. He's got this very kind of deep, booming voice. So when you're just starting to maybe get a little bit tired, he's going, "You're doing great." Okay, so we've been running every other morning, haven't we?
Yeah.
And that's all going fine. So what else have you been doing other than schoolwork or running? So, Natalie, how about you?
Oh, so I've been going on YouTube.
A lot of YouTube. How many hours of YouTube have you been watching a day?
I don't know.
All of it.
Well, not all of it.
You're getting there, though. So who are your favourite YouTubers?
So I know one of them's Collins Key, and he does challenges against other people.
Right.
So like, who can make like pancake art and who can make it a character look better or
what,
making
so they're the... making pancake art?
Yeah.
How do you make pancake art?
So you have your own little tray, like a stove, a rectangle.
So you have a stove and you have a frying pan.
Yeah.
And you have your bowl full of pancake mixture.
Well, no, it's in a tube and it has a...
So you put your pancake mixture in a tube?
Yes.
What, do you add colours to it? Or
yes.
Funny coloured pancakes? Or when you squirt it in the frying pan?
Yes, and it cooks and it retains the
colour. So you have to draw your picture really fast?
Yeah.
Right. Have you done this as well?
No.
Do you want to have a go at it? Should we do it one day?
Yeah,
we need some squirty bottles, though, won't we?
Yeah, like the hair dye kind of bottles.
But how on earth do you draw a picture in a pancake?
Well, the Collins Key can do it, so it's not like it's
impossible. Is that his actual name, Colin Key?
Yeah, he was actually on AGT, which is America's Got Talent.
Oh, okay. And so what else do they do on his podcast?
So they make slime. And
they make stuff.
Yeah.
How do you make slime? Can you remember?
So you have to have glue activation stuff.
What's activate? Glue?
It's basically...
PVA?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have to put, like, say the eyewash things.
What does PVA stand for? Does anybody know?
No.
I think it's polyvinyl acrylate. I might be wrong, though. Anyway, so to make glitter... Sorry, no, you need glitter...
Yeah.
Is that right? For slime?
You can add glitter.
That's optional.
Yeah,
it's optional.
Yeah.
Like, so you're the slime expert, aren't you, Katie? Because you've made loads of it. So what do you use when you make slime?
Shaving foam.
Shaving foam, yeah. Glue.
Yeah, glue.
Do you need special water?
Activator.
What's activator?
It basically makes it into slime.
Yeah, basically make it into slime.
Okay, so there's special stuff you put in it.
Yeah.
You can't just use shaving foam and glue and
whatever.
No, that's to make the shaving foams to make it soft.
Do you need special water at all? Or can you just use tap water?
You can use tap water.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. As long as you have the activation.
Because I thought I read somewhere you have to use distilled water, but I'm not sure.
No.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
Do you put glitter in it every time or?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
Can you put food colouring in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that makes it go all different colours.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're stirring it up, does it go all swirly?
You can make it like that, but I normally do it just one colour instead of.
And if you have homemade slime, how long does it last for?
I think a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks?
Well, maybe.
When I find it and it's all gone horrid, it's only been there a few days.
Yes.
When I throw it in the bin.
Well, no, I think you can have it up to like 4 weeks.
Does it not clog up the pipes when they throw it down the... You know, well, you have to throw it in the dustbin, don't you?
Yeah, throw it in the dustbin.
Yeah, you can't wash it away, can you? Because it'll clog everything up.
No.
Okay. So that's what Collins Key does on his podcast.
Yes.
What's the other podcast you've been watching?
It's called The Norris Nuts.
Norris Nuts?
Yes.
Is this about Norris's nuts?
No. They have two channels.
Katie's busy weighing herself laughing now.
There's two channels that I've watched, and that's the gaming channel, which they play Roblox.
Okay, so they all play Roblox together.
Yeah.
And you watch them play Roblox.
Yeah.
Is that no different to Twitch, then? Have you ever seen Twitch?
No.
Oh, my word! Natalie's not seen some. Anyway, go on, carry on.
And then they also have another channel called The Norris Nuts Do Stuff, which is basically, like, last to eat donuts or... challenges.
Eating donut challenges.
Yeah, so it's basically they all have the same amount of donuts, but they have to wait for each other to finish the donut. And then if they don't...
How many donuts?
They got six. And
six
then,
each?
No, I mean, like, they have, like, three each.
Oh, three.
And then...
So three big ones?
No, the, like, normal size
Yeah,
donuts.
The normal ones, yeah. Not the mini ones.
No.
Three normal size donuts.
Yeah.
And they have to eat them as fast as they can.
No, you can take your time, but at any point you can, like, tap out, which means that you don't win a prize. So they have, like, three mystery boxes, one's really good, one's in the middle.
See, do you know what that was really about? Have you ever tried that? I think I might have told you about it before. If you eat too much of something, your body or your brain will eventually tell you that you don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah? Even if it's the thing that you think is your favourite thing? I don't know, have you ever eaten too much ice cream and you start to get sick of it?
I don't like ice cream.
That's very much a grown-up thing, isn't it? Eating too much ice cream. Anyway, there's a video somewhere on YouTube of a classroom teacher who gets several people to volunteer that like Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
And he gives them a box of Pop-Tarts each and says, go. And they're not allowed to pause or slow down. They have to keep eating them. And... it wasn't very long until they were all on the point of throwing up and couldn't face eating even another little bit of one.
Yeah.
Because their brain kicked in and said, that's enough. This is, you know, this is bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you've been watching Collins Key and Norris Nuts.
Yes. I've got one more which I thought of that I watch. It's called The Holderness Family.
And the Holderness Family?
Yeah, so they make music.
Okay.
So you know the song Cheerleader by Umi?
Yep.
They make it so that it says, oh, I found myself a cheeseburger, instead of like...
Oh, they change all the words?
Yeah. So, and then they do it as like a video, which is really good.
And do you sing along with them?
No. They sometimes do it so they do quarantine edition as well.
Right.
Christmas stuff.
So, Katie, what have you been watching when you've not been doing your schoolwork?
Jessie.
So, Jessie is a show on Disney.
Yeah.
Is that correct? On the new Disney Channel.
Yeah.
So, we never had Jessie broadcast over here, did we?
No.
So, this is your first sight of it, and there's lots and lots of episodes, aren't there?
Yeah.
And what's Jessie about?
It's basically she's a nanny, but she wants to become an actor.
She wants to become an actor?
Yeah.
So she's a nanny?
Yeah.
And who does she look after?
A group
of children, yeah?
Yeah.
And where are their parents?
They're working.
Okay. Is their parents a movie star or something
like that? Yeah, a movie star.
Okay. And what sort of things... Is Jessie funny?
Funny.
You can't think of anything to say, can you?
No.
Completely tongue-tied.
There's a bit of romance in it.
Ooh! Who's the romance with?
This boy wears suits downstairs.
Oh, okay.
The lobby person.
Oh, he looks after the place they live?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I've only seen about half of an episode, and that was enough for me. So what video games have you been playing, Katie?
Starbound.
So we just bought this one, didn't we?
Yeah.
What do you have to do in Starbound?
You have to craft... It's like a crafting game.
Right, and you explore as well.
Yeah.
And is there baddies?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the game, it's kind of two-dimensional, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks like Terraria, which was a game we played a long time ago.
Yeah.
So at the start of the game, your spaceship crashes.
Yeah.
And you have to find and craft the bits to fix your spaceship. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then after that, which we haven't got to yet, you go flying off around space. Yeah?
Yeah.
What happens when you die?
You don't lose your stuff, but...
Okay, you... and how many times have you died so far?
Lost count.
Yeah, you've died a lot, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like Minecraft all over again, isn't it? When you play it in survival mode, and we're all hiding out in the house, and we say, nobody go out in the dark. And then everyone turns around and says, where's Katie gone? And then we look out the front door, and you're running towards the house, being chased by zombies firing arrows at you, shouting, let me in! Yeah. And then the next morning, we're all pulling arrows out of the house, aren't we? So, yeah, that's not an unusual story at all, is it?
No.
So, Natalie, what have you been watching on TV?
I've been watching Teen Wolf, and it's a Netflix series.
Okay, what's Teen Wolf about?
It's basically about a boy who goes into the woods, and he gets bitten by the alpha wolf.
There's an alpha wolf?
Yes.
So there's more than one wolf?
Yes.
Okay.
And when he got bit by the alpha wolf, on a full moon, he turns into a wolf as well.
Okay. And what does he look like when he turns into a wolf?
He looks human, but his face turns into a wolf.
Okay.
But the alpha wolf actually turned into a wolf.
Is it scary?
A bit, yes, because it's about a group of people. I'm not going to give too much away, because if you want to watch it, then you can. But it's a bit about romance as well, and about hunters.
So what's your favourite bit? Is it the romance?
No, I find
or fighting?
The fighting part at the moment.
Okay, who do they fight with?
At the moment, two bad people.
Right, and
but
why?
That's only because I've watched the first.
Why are there bad people in it?
Series. Because there's the hunters people who hunt the wolves down.
Oh, okay.
And then there's the actual alpha wolf that.
So you've not seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer yet, have you?
No.
Oh, you need to watch that.
Yeah.
When I was your age, there was a show on TV called Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Well, I was a bit older than you, actually, but it must be 20 years ago. Oh, my word, that makes me feel really old to think Buffy was that long ago. It's probably 25 years ago. What have you been playing then, Natalie? What video games?
Assassin's Creed.
Okay, so we got that from the bargain bin at the video game shop, didn't we? And what's it about?
It's about a person trying to get things for the other person.
Where are they? And what time are they in?
I can't remember. They're in...
They're in Jerusalem.
Yeah,
a thousand years ago.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're in Jerusalem and in kind of the time when knights and things like that were around.
Yeah.
Yeah? Or more than a thousand years ago.
And at the moment, I'm on this part where the guards and the knights are, like, really suspicious of me, so I have to, like, blend in.
I would be suspicious of you as well, to be honest. Okay, Natalie, you've been doing something else, haven't you? You've got a new hobby that you're just starting to get involved with.
Warhammer.
What is Warhammer?
It's a board game where you have to create your own... Well, no, you have to build your own...
It's a war game, isn't it? A tabletop war game.
Yes.
And you have to make your army.
Yes, and paint them and other things.
And I think people refer to the army figures as minis.
Yeah.
When people talk about these things.
Yeah.
So how many soldiers have you got to paint at the moment?
Quite a lot.
Because we bought you a subscription to a magazine, didn't we?
Yeah.
And on the magazine, each week, you get more soldiers to build. And also, you got a building?
Yes, which I need to put together.
So at some point, while we're all off work, or while we're all at home, we're going to build a battlefield, aren't we?
Yes.
But one you can store away and get back out again.
Yes.
So how do you think we should do that? As big squares that maybe that push together? So you can swap them around?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
So you could have one with a swamp on it, and one with a village on it, one with some ruins on it.
Yeah.
Yeah? And then you could swap them around to make different places. Yeah. Okay. Do you know all the rules to do all the fighting yet and moving them around?
I know there's different lives to different characters.
There's different rules? So each different sort of unit has different things they can do?
Yes, and different, like how far you can move your character
and what they can shoot and how far they can shoot, how much damage it does. Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to learn all of that, don't we?
Yes.
I know there's lots of YouTube videos with other people doing it, so that might be the easiest way to learn that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else? What are we doing this evening?
The Eurovision.
Yeah, so this evening across Europe, there's a ridiculous singing contest called the Eurovision Song Contest. And you get the most bizarre bands from each country that go and play. And Britain always do horrifically badly, because, especially now we've left Europe, because you get political voting and everybody now hates us.
Yeah.
So we will get zero off of everybody, but we'll still turn up and take part.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to have a few friends on the internet join us, and we're going to do a Zoom chat while we're watching as well.
There's a point, so we get to rate out of.
So we're going to make our own spreadsheet.
No, a friend is making it,
okay.
And then we have to rate it out of 10. So like the craziest costumes, or
different categories to score them on.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome!
Which our friend is making.
I wonder what the category is going to be. So costume,
yeah.
Song,
yeah.
How mad
dancing.
Dancing. How mad they are, maybe?
Yeah. I don't know the categories, though.
Oh, I hope it is. Who's got the sparkliest costume?
Yeah.
Who's the most ridiculous?
Yeah.
Cool. What are we having for dinner tonight?
Quiche.
Quiche. Is Mum just making it now?
Yes.
And you guys are camping?
Yeah.
Yes,
tonight,
we are.
In the garden?
We are, yes.
I did that for practicing on my DOV.
You've already done camping outside yet?
Not yet, no.
Oh, you haven't?
We're doing that in year 11.
Oh, okay. And that's going out and doing it all yourself?
Yep.
So this is cheating, isn't it? Because you're going to have dinner indoors and then just wander out at bedtime to your tent.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm in a group.
So what are you taking into the tent with you?
Torch, Natalie's phone, drinks, snacks.
Yeah.
How many snacks?
Not a lot.
Right. Your nose is getting longer.
Well, I might take some fruit.
Right. You are so fibbing just for the microphone.
No.
I'm taking fruit camping.
No, because remember the other day when I was hungry and I cut an apple and I took it upstairs and I ate the apple.
Right, and then ate your secret stash of other stuff.
No, because there's nothing upstairs in my room right now. You can go and check if you want.
Who has the biggest secret stash?
Not me. No.
Katie's pointing at you.
No.
You can't talk, Katie, because you ate a family bag of M&Ms to yourself yesterday.
Yeah, because I bought them with my own money.
Okay, so that's allowed then, is it? As long as you buy the family bag of M&Ms yourself, you can just eat the lot.
Yeah.
The annoying thing here is Katie is the skinniest of everybody in the whole family. And yet she eats more junk.
Well, no, not...
Actually, like, no, Natalie probably does eat a lot of secret junk.
Well, no, because yesterday she had some pizza and she was like, oh yeah, I'm full up. She put the pizza in the fridge and ran upstairs, grabbed her M&Ms, came back downstairs and started eating M&Ms.
So what you actually meant was you remembered about the M&Ms all of a sudden and you thought, oh, I can have pudding now. I'll just have one little bit of pizza. By the way, pizza's terrible for you as well.
Yeah.
Anyway. Have you had fun coming on the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd come on again?
Maybe.
Oh! What about Katie?
Probably.
Would you like to invite some of your friends on the podcast with us? We could do like a live internet chat and record it.
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or would you like to start your own podcast?
Maybe my own podcast.
And how about a YouTube channel?
Yeah, maybe a YouTube channel.
Do you know why I like doing the podcast instead of YouTube?
Why?
It's much easier. Do you know why?
Why?
Nobody can see us.
Yeah.
I could be sat here in my underpants and I could have not had a wash and nobody would know.
Yeah.
Luckily, we are all dressed smartly.
Yeah.
And we've all had a wash.
Yeah.
And none of us smell.
No.
But nobody knows. So we went to all that effort for no reason.
Yeah.
We could have just sat here in our PJs. Anyway, it's been great having you on the podcast. Thank you very much. You have been listening to Jonathan Beckett's podcast. If you liked what you've been listening to, the podcast lives at anchor.fm/John Beckett. You can also find it at Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, and Facebook. Just search for Jonathan Beckett's podcast. If you would like to be on the podcast, contact information is at johnbeckett.com/contact.